Hey, Gus.
Okay, hey, how we doing?
Good.
It was good. A lot of things happening fast in our building, obviously, in prep for Thursday. But recap the game. We have not had our team meeting yet, but had a chance to meet with some of the coaches quickly as we reviewed the film. But really good team win. Really good. You know, obviously things that we need to work on. But when you look at all three separate entities, offense, defense, and special teams, some good things that showed up. Defensively, a few things. We talked about in the beginning that it was going to be a field position and turnover type game. Both teams won possession losses and some of their losses and wins, and that came true. There were six times the defense, Baltimore's offense was in between the Jacksonville 33 and the 45-yard line, which isn't exactly how we had it planned. But all six of those times, they didn't get a point, which I thought was a big part of the game. Now, they scored on other drives, but those six occasions, not to come out with at least a field goal for them, credit to the defense. And sometimes there was turnovers, stops on fourth down, things like that that took place. So I thought that was pretty good. Overall, defensively in the second half, the first four series to have three turnovers and a stop on a third down was good defense, exactly what we needed coming out of the locker room. Offensively, we weren't as efficient as we need to be. I thought we saw good execution during the week of practice, but when it got in the game, we got away from it a little bit. But with that being said, on some of the turnovers, I was pleased that they turned some of those turnovers into points, those sudden change opportunities. Although we got stalled inside the five once, I think we got 10 points off turnovers. We'd like to see more touchdowns, but it didn't take place. So overall, just the execution offensively and efficiency in the passing game is an area that I think we need to improve on. Special teams, some areas were good. We had two long returns, though. Two long returns against us. We're fortunate in that both those long returns didn't amount to points. Defense did a nice job holding up in those two occasions. I thought our net punt yardage was good, especially in the first half. I think it was 55-5, something like that, net. We knew it was going to be a field position game, and for them to come through like that was good. So I know you got a lot of questions. I'll just open it up.
How big of a loss for the Marks team?
Well, it's... he's a leader in that front, and to see him coming back and starting to play like he was capable of, like signs that we saw from last year, and then to have this setback is tough.
Did you look like his last play was in pass protection? Did he just get it wrenched back, or did you see?
Yeah, I was just talking to him now, so he just felt like it got pulled back and extended, and so he's going to get another opinion on it.
In your experience, has that been a season-ending surgery-required injury?
I'm not a doctor on it, but I know something like that can be. So I think we'll wait till we hear another opinion.
When you get a chance to review the final sequence as far as getting the last snap off, did something jump out to you when you looked at it on film as far as poise?
Yeah, it really did. So we showed a play on Friday just about these making smart decisions at critical times. Because that's where we felt like we needed an emphasis. So we showed five or six plays, and there was a play that we showed where there's a small amount of time before the game. Receiver tried to get back and set up and moved, and they called a penalty on him. He wasn't set. And we talked about how little things like that, are so important because they give you an opportunity. And, to see that really come up in the game was cool. Now, did they reflect back on that? I don't know. Hopefully it brought some awareness. But I think when you look at so many things had to come into place, we're not talking about, why did Blake spike it? It was fourth down. He knew the situation. You look at Julius Thomas. He caught the ball, and right away he got up and handed the ball to the official and hustled back. That's been a coaching point through training camp. You saw receivers down 30 yards downfield and turn around and run back and get all lined up, and we made sure we had enough guys in the line of scrimmage. And a guy like Wiz, he's looking at the clock and snapping it with less than 2 seconds because he knows that's our only opportunity and for everybody to get set up. So I think there's so many things that had to take place in that last play for us to get that opportunity, and to see that on tape and to be able to show that to the players is going to be cool.
Did you get a little bit concerned when were you actually looking at the clock yourself, 3, 2, 1, and then?
Yeah, I was looking at it, but I was more looking at Blake and just see, what he was doing, because we have a call that reminds him, Ole was reminding him, that it's fourth down and the situation we were in. But, I looked at it with about 5 seconds left, and I just looked at Blake.
How hard is it not to have a false start on a play like that?
It is, you know, and I'm not sure, you know, did everybody get the call? You know, Jeremy Parnell was the right tackle. I'm not sure he got the call and what we were doing. He knew it was a pass set, but the protection. And, you know, so I'm sure some of the guys were frustrated because of that, but the time didn't allow it. You know, it's just a normal protection. So, yeah, it's challenging. But fortunately, everybody was on it. And we talk about precision, how important it is in the NFL. And although we weren't precise on many things in the game, that play we were.
Just to clarify, Gus, was this visit for Hearns scheduled before?
Yes.
So it's not an injury from yesterday?
No.
Gotcha. How did you think Lee did?
I thought he played, I think, 25 or 26 plays, so be interesting to visit with him. I have not yet, but I'm sure what he's probably going to come back to is his wind and being in shape, because there was times out there, I think, that you know, he would probably say that. So that's pretty normal. We went through that with Julius and guys that are coming back from injuries. So, you know, but I thought he did okay.
Gus, we had a chance to see what you said to the team in the locker room afterwards, and you complimented them on their will to win and the will that they have. And you said something about a lot of teams search for that for years and can never find it. Is that unique to this team for as young as...
Well, I don't know. I just know that in talking to coaches and going through, as you know, in the coaching, that you're looking for a team that has that type of will. And so many times as a coach, you're saying, I hope they develop that. I hope they learn what it takes and to do it every play and every situation. So, you know, I know it's something that you hope that your team can demonstrate when needed. And I just thought they demonstrated it.
Like, you know, they won the game, but, you know, he, like, took a step back from last week. Are you worried about
it
being inconsistent?
Well, you know, you're always shooting for consistency. I think that efficient, you know, to see it in practice and then it didn't take place in games. I think, you know, my message to him was, after the game was, were you at your best? Were you at your best yesterday? And he said, no, he wasn't. And I said, and how was the outcome? You know, we still won. And I think that's a valuable lesson for him and a young quarterback, in that to think that the only way we got a chance is if I'm played lights out. Well, that's not the case. Now, go be your best, but I think that's important for him, just the mindset that we're creating for him to play with that freedom. And, you know, so I think there's a valuable lesson there for him on that. But the efficient, I mean, we can't argue that. I mean, we average, what, 3.4 yards per attempt or whatever it was passing. That's not the efficiency we're looking for. We had 188 yards. That's not what we're capable of doing. And sometimes you have games like that. And, you know, to come out and still get a win, I think, you know, we're going to teach our team, you know, that lesson as well.
Those last two passes, one of them he threw it to a Raven, the guy didn't catch it.
Right.
And then right down the middle of the field with no timeouts, so he got to the side.
Yeah, the shallow cross. Yeah. Those things we'll look back at, and I'm sure, you know, to go to the sideline and give us a chance. But, those are all valuable lessons.
And what's that say about your team, Gus, that your quarterback can not be very efficient yet? Is it an increase in talent in the last couple of years?
I'd say we don't want to make a habit of it. But you're right. I think it goes back to that will. I mean, you know, you break down each segment and defensively, you know, to come and, like I said, and get those turnovers. And even the last drive, you know, here we kick a field goal, we kick it off to them, and they start driving. They have an explosive play. And then for the defense to get a stop to at least give us a minute and six or a minute and 11, whatever it was. You know, I think those parts, you're starting to see guys trust and develop. But those things that we talked about last week and the week before about their effort, their grit, all those things that they've been developing, it was good today or yesterday because it came and we could put it together and it gave us an opportunity. Right. I think, you know, some teams are doing that, especially on third down. You're seeing that. But I don't think that was the case. I think that, you know, protection-wise, it's important for us to, you know, be on our protection rules. I think they had three sacks, but there was some pressure on them. But, you know, we just got to continue to work at it. But I wouldn't say spook.
Thank you.
passing game, fans are banging their heads against the wall with the fade routes. Why is Olsen still so confident about calling it down the goal line when it seems to be so frequently ineffective during the game?
Well, I don't know. I think that you look at matchups at times and so who you have, and you just keep working on it. You know, if a play doesn't work, I think it's what your belief is and how much belief you have in it. There's plays that we've run in the beginning of the season in training camp, and they might not work as good as we'd hope, but you keep working at it. You become more efficient, and it will pay off. And so at times, you know, we got to look at matchups and what we're looking at trying to do and continue to work on that. But there's other things that we do. That's just a small part of it. But we don't want to have that be eliminated from our package.
How much gets cut out in a normal from a normal week when you got a Thursday night?
It's challenging. I think that you look at your package and it evolves. So you know you're really counting on your fundamentals, and you know there's going to be game plans on all three phases. But I think you got to be smart because of the limited time you have to prepare.
Is there? Do you shrink kind of the points of emphasis, and you know when you only have a couple of days as far as what the information that you give your team?
Oh yeah, I don't think you can. You know, I think you're really aware of what information you give them. And, you know, they got a new offensive coordinator calling on offense, so you only can go off the information that you have as well. And, you know, defensively or offensively as well, you look at their defense and you try to pare it down to give them as much of a idea of what you're going up against in a short period of time.
They've at least had two games with the interim coach. Does that give you somewhat of a feel for the changes that have been made?
Well, a lot of times, you know, you might see one rep of this or two reps of that, so that part's hard, but you can kind of get an idea, maybe personnel-wise, what they're leaning towards.
You won both the Thursday night games the last 2 years. Prime time, not haven't been a lot of wins, obviously, but two of them in prime time on Thursday night. Is there anything to that?
Well, I think every year is different. You know, every year is different. But I'm excited about, first of all, you know, to be back home. I think our players, we didn't mention much about being on the road the amount of time we were. You know, it's just, hey, this is the next opportunity. Let's go to work. But you do sense that that feeling of excitement to be back home and playing in front of our fans. So that part's good. I'm really looking forward to the challenge. And I think it's a great opportunity not only to play in this stage because in a short period of time, coming back from an emotional win like we had, you know, how our guys adjust and recover from it and get back to work. And, you know, I have a strong sense of how they'll be. But until we prove it and go out there and demonstrate it, I think it'll be interesting. But, you know, but every year is different. Every year is different.
How much does Hearns impress you over 25 games into his career? And, you know, you kind of wonder probably with a guy like that, is he just flashing? Is he, but he just has maintained it?
Yeah, very consistent. Very consistent. I think there's just, you know, you see signs of guys showing extreme toughness, you know, especially in that receiving group. Allen Hearns, Brian Walters, that catch he made. You know, that's the part that I think jumps out at you. Allen Hearns would be the first one to put it on him about that interception, you know, that he'll take that and tear it apart and learn from that. But overall, when you define who he is, yeah, toughness would have to be a big part of it.
You know, Dave Como said you were going to grow with Jason Myers when you decided to keep him. What kind of growth is achieved when a guy gets a game winner a quarter and a half after he snapped up one that was half the distance?
Well, I think, you know, that for him to bounce back, I mean, but that's what's required of the whole team. You know, we talk in many terms to our team about quickly recovering, and I think that's part of what we're after, clarity and high performance and all those things. And things can happen out in the field. Can happen with Allen Hearns, can happen with Blake Bortles, and it happened with our kicker, Jason. So, you know, I think the big thing is to come back and capture the opportunity like he did. And, you know, that's what he learns. I think, you have to quickly recover in this profession.
Three of your next four games are against AFC South teams. Have you even broached that subject with your team about where you guys are in the race and the opportunity of that, or do you just go on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, we just go on a week-to-week basis. That's just, you know, how we do it. You know, we go about and say, all right, what do we need to do today? And I think with our guys, I want them to have that mindset. So I know some coaches that would put it up there and talk about it. But, you know, I think with this team and where we're at, I think just to continue to focus on each day, I think is important.
From an injury standpoint, how do you handle things differently for a Thursday night game? I know you talked about
Well, it's tough because we've got a lot of guys that are questionable. You know, so we have a plan for this week, how we go about doing it. You know, to come back and have a practice today right after a game that was that physical as it was yesterday is always challenging. So we'll just try to monitor it the best we can and listen to our training staff and see the guys that are available and proceed each day and see how they come back and how they respond. Yeah, I mean, it's so early right now, so we'll see how they go from day to day.
Have you gotten a chance to look at Mariota yet?
And a little bit, but not as much as all the other coaches have been game planning and going through that. We came in some last night and then today, so, you know, they're doing it right now.
Because he's in the concussion protocol, I don't guess you got a chance to talk to Brian Walters. Did you see on tape why he didn't catch that ball in the end zone? Is it perspective? Only because, I mean, he makes that catch every time.
Right. Well, and, I mean, that's and it happens.
His hands never got close to the ball.
Right. You know what? He's a very trustworthy receiver and a guy that you count on to make plays like that. It just, you know, he didn't make it. And, you know, why it happens, sometimes it's lack of concentration, sometimes focus. Maybe he's looking to get his feet in bounds. You know, there's a wide variety of issues. So, you know, there's some drops that take place. Although I think we had a little bit more yesterday than we've had in previous weeks. But, yeah, it's, you know, I don't think it had anything to do with what you initially or previously mentioned.
So as a coaching staff, you guys started working on Tennessee last night when you got back?
We came back, yes.
Okay. Is that how you've done it the last 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think some guys came in, whether it was to get this game out of the way or, you know, some of the things had to be done, maybe even, you know, other, you know, like on Friday with some of the quality control coaches. You know, they had to look ahead and get that all prepared.
Given how banged up Baltimore was a receiver, was your staff surprised at how pass-heavy they were, particularly in the first half? Did you have to adjust to that?
Well, they showed that. They showed that in other games. One of the games they came out and only ran the ball three or four times, and the second half they tried to make a stronger commitment. So that's kind of what they did with us, too. So I think we anticipated. We took the run very serious. You know, Justin Forsett has had a great year with them last year, and this year he had the potential to get some yards, and he's had games where he's hurt some teams and their offensive line. So we went into it still with the same idea. Hey, we got to be really good against the run. But I don't think it was as surprising when, you know, after the first half they only had, what, five attempts.
Avery Jones made a big play for you. How did you think he did?
I thought Avery Jones did pretty good. Roy and Avery played pretty well in the defensive line, both of them. Avery's come along. The thing about Avery is he can play so many positions for us, nose 3 and 4B, the versatility that he offers, and to play it all at a pretty good level has been good.
Is the consistency that been the key for him? Is he achieving that more often with Avery?
Avery, yeah. And he's made big plays for us. You know, yesterday was no different. That was a big play in the game, critical area in the field, and he stepped up.
If you have no marks, Thursday, do you work Tyson inside a little bit? How's that depth chart work?
Yeah, you'll see Avery and Tyson and Roy, those three guys in there.
On a lighter note, on the defensive line, what's the deal with Clemens trying to rip your jacket off?
Yeah, I don't know. It's embarrassing, huh?
Do you blitz as much yesterday as you had wanted to or less more? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I can't tell the exact number of blitzes that we had, but I do know that one of the big areas that you look at is passing average. I think that teams are doing well in the league. You know, rushing is very important because you try to make them one-dimensional, but passing average per attempt is a big stat. And I think that when you blitz and you bring some pressure, if that's all you do, I don't see it where it has a big impact. But if you pick and choose your times and, you know, you can affect the game with it. But that's a stat that you look at. And it's, I think, an area that we felt like at the bye week we need to improve on. So, you know, you like to do it with a four-man rush, but I think each week you're seeing the pressures come up. Some of their movement passes, their boots that they're doing, we felt like it's important to get edge pressure, so you saw us bring some edge pressure on them.
What are your expectations for Rashad after not playing for so long?
Well, he's looked pretty good in practice. I'm real surprised. But I'm anticipating that the wind, you know, how in shape he is, I think will be, there's nothing like playing. So we'll bring him along if he is available. You know, that will be a day-to-day thing. But if he is available, that will be something that we need to look at.
As of now, you expect him to play Thursday night, be available?
Yeah, I think we're deciding, Dave and I, we talked about just to see how everything shakes out. We can't make a decision until Wednesday anyway.
With the thumb injury, would you be comfortable with him fielding punts?
He's been doing some of that in practice, so it doesn't seem to have any impact on him.
Dick LeBeau is noted for terrorizing young quarterbacks. Do you think about that, or do you try to anticipate what he usually does? Or?
Yeah, now I am after you. After you bring it up. No, he is. He is. Let me tell you something. I worked with a coach in Seattle, Larry Marmee, who's been in the league for many years, and I know he worked with Coach LeBeau and held him in the highest regard. And having a chance to go and see his defenses and watch him, I think his defenses, a lot of coaches in the league go and would watch Pittsburgh and would watch Tennessee, because he is a standard, without a doubt. And everywhere, you know, he's been with Pittsburgh for many years and now Tennessee, and I know he's had some impact. And, yeah, he's done a great job, and their defense is playing well. I haven't analyzed all their defense, but I know stats-wise they're playing at a pretty high level.
What kind of an opportunity do you think you have here to get a second win in 5 days and then get that mini bye to rest up before your next game?
Well, I think, like I said, I think it'll be exciting and interesting to see how our team bounces back. I have an idea. You know, they've demonstrated it week after week. But you never take it for granted, and to come back in a short week like this, an exciting time. We've got a lot of young players that will be playing in this environment for the first time, and to see how they handle it and perform, I think is exciting. And it'll be a great opportunity. But I think we just go about and, like I said, day by day. I know you wish I could give you more than that or look ahead, but. That's really, I think it's a strict discipline to stay there because we have so many things to work on, so many things that we can get better at, but that's a good thing.
Sample said on Friday that his test revealed nothing new. Where are you guys at? How long can you wait with him before you need that roster spot?
Right. I think what Tad say, we're managing it. We're looking at our other options to try to find out where exactly he's at. I don't know. I would say, in the next week or so, we'll have a better idea.
Is he an IR candidate?
Well, I think we just want to see where he's at, and where this injury's at. And it's obviously affecting him. He's obviously having some issues with it. And he's improving, but, it's causing some frustration for him because he wants to be back at 100%. So that's what we're looking at.
Concerned about first night game, all these injuries pop up all of a sudden like this.
We had this a lot of these injuries last week too. But Hearns, he was in a boot and on crutches, and then by the end of the week he ended up playing. So the short period of time to recover, that's concerning. But it's a physical game, and yesterday you go in the locker room, a lot of guys are sore. And as well they should be. So that's why we got to be smart in how we go about these next couple days.
You think it puts Thursday games for too much of a burden on players? Is that not a good idea from a player standpoint?
Well, I'm not an expert in that area, but I think it's important how you manage the whole situation. To go out there and put the pads on and go out there and have a physical practice today, I don't see any benefit of that with our team. So I think you got to be smart in how you go about it.
Yeldon wasn't bothered during did come to you guys after the game with a foot problem. Was came in this morning.
No, yeah, we found out more this morning.
Is he in a boot today too, or
I have not seen him. So.
And Hearns, what's the concern with this thigh, abdomen, core thing?
Just I think he's more just getting it checked out, but I'm not too concerned about it. I wouldn't be too. It was something that we set up every so many weeks. He was going to get it checked down and stuff. So.
Should there have been a flag on the Bortles slide?
The one that there was a flag?
The one that they threw a flag but then picked it up.
Oh, it looked like a hit to the head? Yeah. I looked at it. It's always just so protective over the quarterback, and, there's another penalty that play. So, you always hope that, anytime a player is sliding down, when he's sliding feet first, he gets protection. So they felt that was the call. Or not called.
In the concussion protocol, Gus, do you expect Brian not to be available Thursday? Can it happen that fast, or it can't?
Well, I think, he's got to pass a certain level of tests every day, and if he can do that. So I think I think that there's enough days that he could do it.
Okay, thank you.